Hello, this is Richard Murdoch bringing a Christmas greeting to all our friends in Antarctica from the sage of the BBC's Paris studio in Lower Regent Street, London. All over the West End, the lights are on. There are fabulous decorations in the streets. The shop windows are brightly lit and there are people everywhere. The people, my goodness, Oxford Street, they're queuing up to get on the pavement. The Christmas shopping rush is on. The tubes and buses are packed. The money's going like water. You aren't off Locky Lot down there at the South Pole. But seriously, I know things are fairly tough down your way, and all of us here would like to wish you a happy Christmas and all the very best for the new year. Actually, we're here to record a new programme called The Men from the Ministry, which you'll be hearing on the General Overseas Service in the new year. As you can guess that from the title, it's all about a couple of idiots in Whitehall dropping clangers all over the place. Well, it'll be no surprise to you to hear that I play one of the idiots, but it may surprise you to know that the other is played by a great actor of stage and screen, and you've probably seen him many times in films or in plays, but he's doing his first ever radio series. Mind you, he's worked for the BBC before. It was a bookmaker's benevolent club. This is the first time he's ever done any actual broadcasting, so I'm very proud to introduce him to you now, my old friend, Wilfred Hyde White.
How do you do?
Wilfred, I'm sending a greeting to these chaps in the Antarctic. Would you care to join me?
Indeed I would, but I'm sure it must be very cold and bleak down there. Probably even colder and bleaker than in my dressing room.
Where is your dressing room, Wilfred?
The Criterion Theatre, you know perfectly well. I'm playing in a play called Miss Bell is Missing at the Criterion Theatre
every
night at 8:30 and twice on Thursday and Saturday.
It'll be on. We've got that. These chaps will be out there for 2 years, so it'll
If not,
be...
we'll go out there with it.
Oh, you heard that. That's a promise. Anyhow, have you seen this information sheet about what the British Antarctic Survey does?
I have, you know. Mind you, I don't think they do too badly. I see that the patrol ship, HMS Protector, has arrived in Port Stanley carrying 16 large turkeys, 45,000 tots of rum, 38,000 cans of beer, and 30,000 packets of sweets.
And that's only for the captain.
Oh, I see.
Do you think there's any chance of us men from the ministry being posted out there, Wilfred?
Well, if we get in any worse trouble, I think it's quite probable. Let's see, we could go to Stonington Island, Adelaide Island, or Halley Bay.
Yes, and there's Signy. How do you pronounce that? S-I-G-N-Y? Signy?
I don't think so.
Ligny is in France, you know that, or the Argentine Islands.
And Deception Island, or Hope Bay? That sounds more like life at the ministry. Yeah. Plenty of deception and not much hope.
I see there aren't any women down there, so these fellows have to do their own chores.
In that case, I don't think I'll go.
Mind you, now I've got the wife working, I have to cook my own breakfast, you know.
Do you really?
Oh, yes. I find the important thing is just to time things so nicely that when the milk boils over, it puts the toast out.
Richard, if you don't mind my saying so, I'd put that one back in the Christmas cracker, if I
I'll do. Save it for pantomime.
That's it, yes. Now, you start your pantomime next week?
Yes.
At the
Devonshire Park Theatre, Eastbourne.
Yes, a little bit louder, yes.
Matinees every day.
That's it, now.
Comparatively cheap prices.
That's quite enough, yes. I think we better sign off now. That's the thing for the kiddies. So we'll sign off and let our studio audience give the chaps in Antarctica a big round of applause.
Quite right. Happy Christmas, Antarctica.
Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
And now it's time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to that patient army of public servants through whose efforts government is ministered. Selfless men dedicated to service in so many forms, all of which must be completed in triplicate. One of the many functions of the civil service is to back up Britain's defence chiefs as they strive to keep our forces ready for action.
Gentlemen, tomorrow's Exercise Water Act has been carefully planned to test the Army's ability to cross a wide stretch of river and hit the enemy for six. Now, I want to check that all preparations are on top line. Marine rescue equipment,
oil on top.
Good. Rubberized clothing and waterproof weapons.
Taken care of, sir.
Seasickness tablets.
All in order, sir.
Right. Now, can anyone see any snags?
Well, sir.
Yes, yes, speak up.
Sir, we haven't got any boats.
Good point. Exercise postponed for a week. Brigadier Cook, signal war office, get hold of 5,000 light rubber boats. All right, briefing over.
Signal here from Normandy, Mr. Merriman. They want 5,000 light rubber boats for an exercise.
Yes, well, get it in hand, would you?
You mean buy the boats ourselves?
Oh, dear, no, no, no. We'll never learn, Chapstick. Pass it on to someone. First rule of administration. Pass everything on quickly. Unless, of course, it's very urgent, in which case you pass it on very quickly.
Yes, sir. How about General Assistance Department? They're supposed to help any branch that's busy.
Yes, well, you'll get them through Senior Liaison Officer Business. S-L-O-B.
Oh, Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Yes, he'll tell General Assistance Department we're too hard-pressed to handle this. Now, let's get back to this eight-letter word beginning with L. Lethargy, do you think?
Hello, General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking. You want what kind of help? No, I'm sorry, that equipment's fully employed already. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Ministry of Fuel and Power, wanting to borrow our oil stove. Honestly, well, it seems we're at everyone's beck and call.
Yeah, never mind, too. Remember, we don't have to help with any requests unless they come through to Gregory Pitkin. Remember that. So let's get back to the problem on hand.
Yes.
You know, I think we ought to try an entirely new layout. Why don't we put the waste paper bin over there and chip the ball into it with a wedge?
Look, man, I've got an awful lot of jobs waiting for me in my office. Besides, you've won 3 and 6 already.
Ah, then you need practice, my dear boy, you need practice. Double or quit this time, if you like, and you can use the large American ball.
No, really, I've got much too much to do. I mean, the plans for the office outing, the poster for the social club's bingo night. So, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll just put off.
All right. Now, let's assume we're bunkered here behind the filing cabinet. Put the waste paper bin over there. That's it. Little wrist needed here, I think. Oh, pretty good, although I say myself.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Hamilton Jones. The man from the Commonwealth Culture Council is here to see you.
Oh, dear, I can't see him today, I'm afraid. Get him, I'm tied up. There's a good girl.
Here.
April, pop out, get the midday papers for me, would you please?
The racing edition. Yes, yes, sir.
Thank you. Culture Council, bunch of loafers. Now, let's try that shot again. Oh, dear, I've hit the telephone. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I'm terribly sorry. I sliced my shot, I'm afraid.
Hello? What are you talking about? Is that Hamilton Jones?
Oh, is that you, Sir Gregory? Good morning,
Sir Gregory. Look, I've got an important job for General Assistance Department.
Yes, I'm afraid we're up to our eyes here, Sir Gregory.
So the War Office. That's why they pass this over to you.
Oh.
They want you to buy 5,000 rubber boats.
My word, that's a lot of boats, isn't it? Having some kind of regatta?
Exercise.
Oh, exercise. Splendid. Yes, some of those war officers could do with a bit of exercise. They're flabby, aren't they? Very flabby. A lot of boating will do good, you know.
These boats are urgently required for an army amphibious exercise.
Oh.
Look, get your secretary to make out of it right away.
Yes.
Or better still, let me speak to her.
My secretary? Well, I'm always afraid she's out at the moment. Sir Pitt, Sir Greg, Grog, whatever. She's gone out to fetch the sporting important papers.
Write down yourself, man.
Yes. What?
You make sure you get it right.
Yes, I will.
5,000 light rubber boats.
Don't go too quickly.
5,000. Light rubber boats.
Yes.
For an army exercise.
Yes, well, I'll jot it down on my blotter.
And get it in hand immediately.
Don't worry, Sir Greg, Sir Pitt, I beg your pardon. Don't worry. I'll give it my full personal attention, and do give my kind regards to Lady Greg, Lady Pitt, Lady... Oh, dear, that fellow's cut off.
Your papers, Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Ah, there you are, April. Just had my friend Sir Gregory on the phone.
Oh.
Wondering if we could help him out with a job. I promised him to have my full personal attention, so I want Mr. Lamb to get on with it straight away, please.
What sort of job is exactly?
Oh, I don't know, some nonsense from the War Office. I've written all the details on my blotter here.
I see.
I shan't be in for the rest of the day. If War Office rings, tell him I'm at the Board of Trade.
And if the Board of Trade rings?
Tell him I'm at the War Office. Usually works pretty well. Oh, you've got my paper. Spend it. Goodbye. Get that thing in hand, won't you?
What's he written on his blotting pad? 3:30, speedy Edie, can't win.
April, where is Jay?
Gone, Mr. Lamb, to a better place. But he made a note of something he wants you to do. I'm trying to find it on the blotter.
Well, perhaps I can help. Let's see. Rejuveno, 7 and 6 pence a box.
This must be it. Buy 5,000 something for army exercise. Can you make out these three words?
Yeah, 5,000 light, looks like rubber boots.
Yes, you're right about rubber. But is that boots, sir?
Sure, I must get this in hand right away. I'll tell my secretary to do it at once.
Hadn't we better wait and check with H.A.?
No, just leave it all to me. I'm a chap who makes a decision and acts immediately.
So I noticed the other night.
Oh, yes, well, I do apologize about that, April. Miss Adams, I'm afraid that the effect of the film, you see, all those South Sea Islanders with their primitive orgies, and the passion and the color, and that fantastic ritual with the love goddess, I feel this overwhelming desire to hold your hand. I do hope you'll forgive me. How about coming out for a spot of lunch today?
It's very good of Mr. Lambert.
That's already... all settled, then. I'll just slip into my office and get those boots ordered, and then we'll go. Back a second. I've got an important job to do, Mildred, and I want you to do it at once.
Aren't you doing your laundry list, Mr. Lambert?
Yes, well, you can leave that now. Anyway, you've got it wrong. The pre-starch goes against the collars, not the underwear. Now, this is important. I want you to order 5,000 light rubber boots for dispatch to the War Office. Oh, dear, yes. I suppose you don't know what to do, do you? All right, I'll give you a letter. While I'm out, get the name and address of our footwear supplier from the file and send it off. Now, take it in shorthand. Dear sirs, please supply... Oh, of course, you can't do shorthand, can you? Honestly, I don't know how you got in here.
Well, I could do it when I took my test. I mean, I never liked doing it, so I've forgotten.
Take it straight down on your typewriter. Ready? Dear sirs, please supply us with 5,000 boots, lights, rubber, soldiers for the use of... War Office specification. All right, all right. Let me see. War Office usual type. No, rub it out afterwards. Standard sizes, charge General Assistance Department, yours, etc. Have you got that?
If we are going out to lunch, we'd better go now, or we'll be late back.
Oh, yes, of course. Forge my signature on the letter, will you, Mildred? Come along, April. I'm so glad you're going to have lunch with me.
Very kind of you to ask me, Mr. Lamb. I hope you're not going to be too extravagant.
Not at all. I've got quite enough sandwiches for two. And I know a jolly good seat on the embankment where we can watch the coal barges go by. Come along.
My dear fellow, of course you can have my check. What are you talking about? Just thought you'd sooner wait till Godiva's won the 4:30 today, and then you'll be owing me. Save a lot of paperwork, you know. What? Well, I can't say I like your attitude. I've a good mind to place my bets elsewhere. Where? How dare you talk to me? Now, look here. No. Oh, no, I didn't mean it. No. Hold on. Hello. I haven't given you my bet on Godiva yet. Hello. Oh, dear. Poor old Godiva. Another outing with nothing on. Can't be good for her.
Sorry to butt in, sir, but the man from the Culture Council's still waiting to see you.
Yes, my son, I've gotten all about it. You mustn't be tired of waiting by now.
Doesn't seem so, sir.
Good. He won't mind waiting a little longer, will he? Tell him I'm tied up or tied down or both, whatever it is, would you?
Very good, sir.
Thank you. I just thought he had something better to do than hang round. GAD-1.
Ah, cut you at last.
Oh.
Your phone's been engaged for 20 minutes.
Oh, yes, Sir Greg, Sir Pip. I beg your pardon. Sir Gregory, what can I do for you? I hope you're well and your ladyship.
What about the boats?
What about what again? Boats, what?
The War Office.
Yes.
Asked for the 5,000 rubber boats.
Oh.
Last week. What about it?
What about it now? How interesting. Yes, oh yes, all in hand. We're leaving no stone unturned.
Well, when are the War Office going to happen?
Very shortly, I think, Sir Gregory. You can rely on us.
When?
Oh, very shortly. What was that again?
The rubber boats, sir.
Oh, yes.
Tell whoever does the work in all place, War Office want their 5,000 rubber boats. And they want now.
Oh, good heavens. Just a moment, Sir Gregory. Miss Adams, ask Mr. Lamb to come, will you? Now, Sir Greg, are you there? I'll have it all buttoned up for you. And my kindest regards to Lady Greg Fitz. Yes. Oh, dear, that fellow comes off again. Rubber boats? I can't remember anything about that. Funny thing to ask for. You must be having some kind of regatta, I suppose.
Thank you very much, April. Morning, one. If it's about the holiday rota, I marked you off for the whole of August as usual.
Thank you very much. No, it's about that order we're handling for War Office. Top priority job, I hope you haven't forgotten.
Oh, yes, they've just been delivered. I was going down to inspect them before sending them off to the War Office.
Good. What sort of size did you order?
Standard sizes.
I mean, how many men do you think they're getting each?
Oh, I say that. I beg your pardon?
Well, obviously they'll aim to get 2 or 3 soldiers in each, don't you think?
Well, I know the government are trying to make economies, but that means ridiculous,
may I ask why?
Well, if the army can't give each soldier his own pair of rubber boots, well, I mean, they will have a leg to stand on.
did you say rubber boots?
That's what we're talking about, isn't it? 5,000 rubber boots you told me to get there already downstairs.
Are you all right, Miss Hamilton Jones?
I think I'll just sit down for a minute.
Right, I'll go and check over the rubber boots. Then we can...
The order was for 5,000 light rubber boots. B-O-A-T-S, boots.
We can get them sent to the... what? Oh, thank goodness we're both established staff.
Established, you may be. But remember, Sir Gregory can still have you transferred to records at Inverglocky.
Oh, not that. That's in the Utter Hebrides. He wouldn't do that just for one tiny mistake.
But I might just state the position. War Office urgently want 5,000 rubber boots, which we haven't got. What we have got is 5,000 rubber boots, which nobody wants, and we'll have to pay for. Now, if you've got that into your head, you've got it in a nutshell.
Well, I suppose Inverglocky wouldn't be spared in the warm weather.
I'm told they don't have any.
Look. Why don't you phone the people and see if they'll take them back?
Good idea, April. Can I borrow the intercom? Mildred, get a name and number of the firm we got those boots from, will you? And better bring a copy of your letter in as well.
I must say, too, I'm very disappointed in you. Have I got to do everything myself?
But look here, one, this would never have happened if you'd written it down properly, instead of scribbling on your blotter between what? Your pool's perm and a recipe for homemade gin.
Now then, steady, steady, steady. Are you still hoping to get a patent carpet in your office?
Yes.
Well...
I'm sorry.
I should say so.
Here you are, Mr. Lamb. Bob Dark footwear factory.
Oh, thank you. Get me other Clay Suite 4422, will you, and ask for the manager. Oh, dear, and I thought today would be a happy day. I had a good omen.
What was that?
Well, while I was shaving, the toast caught fire as usual.
Is that good?
No, but today the coffee boiled over and put it out.
Oh.
Well, Fosdick Footwear, this is the General Assistance Department of the Ministry.
Morning, Fosdick here. Get the boots all right?
Yes.
Oh, a lovely boot. Worth double price. Strong, smart, cute.
Yes, well, we were wondering if you'd mind taking them back.
Never. Take them back. And the whole stuff on old time to make them for you.
But they're strong, smart, durable, and worth double...
Rubbish, there's no market for them. Apart from anything else, what can I do with 5,000 boots, all the same foot?
Well, surely you could... What did you say?
I said there'd be no use to us. It seemed an odd order in your letter. We thought you must have a use for them.
Odd? What odd about our letter? Mildred, let me see that copy. Dear sirs, please supply us with 5,000 boots... Right, rubber, soldiers for the use of, oh, I say.
Oh, that's funny. It sounded as if you said right boots.
Mildred, you didn't. Mr. Fosdick, you couldn't.
Aye, 5,000 right boots. It did seem odd. Like the army opening into battle on one foot. But you know, hard not to reason why, you know.
But couldn't you see it was a typing error? Why didn't you query it?
Well, we don't query ministry orders. Not since that time you asked for 200 back boots with open toes. We queried that, didn't we? And you told us it was for a team of mice dancers on a British Council tour of the Middle East. Now we just get on with it.
Yes,
now look here, 5,000 right boots you ordered, and 5,000 right boots you've got. And I'd like my account settled quickly, please. I'll not detain you no longer.
Oh. Mildred.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb. I never could get the L&ER sorted out. I think I need a new machine.
Yeah, I think you need a... I'll tell you later. Oh, 5,000 right-footed boots. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going out to lunch. I shall be back this afternoon, Miss Adams.
But when the boots, the War Office...
I'd say the first thing was to order the rubber boots for the War Office and get that side settled.
Look here, I'm sure we're entitled to a bigger hat stand, are we? Have a look at the regulations, will you please, Adams?
But when this is a crisis, you can't just walk out of it.
Well, if you want my advice, I'd say the first thing to do is to order the rubber boots for the War Office and get that side settled. Miss Adams, you consider that.
Very good, sir.
But what about the boots? How do we pay for them? And what are we going to do with them?
Very good question, too. Very neatly put. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
The unflappable man.
Only till he realizes that he's going to get it in the neck the same as me, then the boot will be on the other side of his face. When Sir Gregory finds out about this, he'll go through the department like the beast from 20,000 fathoms.
No use panicking.
But just think when this gets out. Public money sent on 5,000 boots, one-footed, unwanted, no one for the use of. There'll be an official inquiry. Questions in the House. All that stuff about government waste.
Squander bugs at the ministry. There was an article about it in one of the Sunday papers.
Oh, the Sunday papers.
It said, expose the guilty men.
Mildred, this is all your fault. Go back to the office and file redundancy reports.
We haven't got any redundancy reports.
We have now, and yours is the first one. 5,000 boots. 5,000 boots. 5,000 pairs we might have sold, but 5,000 all the same foot is like trying to sell a skipping rope to a man with lumbago.
Wait a minute. I think you've got it.
What, lumbago?
The answer. You said 5,000 pairs we could sell.
Well, obviously people could use pairs.
Well, then all we have to do is to order 5,000 less boots and make up the pairs.
April, you're right. You're marvellous. 5,000 less boots to make up pairs. Then we can advertise them in those Saturday paper postal bargains, you know, where they offer things like ex-naval officers' horsehair underwear, ex-F's outsized linoleum pajamas. Oh, there's only one snag.
What's that?
Will Fosdick help after all this? I mean, could he send 5,000 left boots by Monday before the storm breaks?
Oh, of course he will. More overtime for the staff.
Quick, what's that number again? Hello, get me Mr. Fosdick at Upper Clayswick 4422, please. 5,000 left boots for Monday. Oh, I hope he can do it.
Morning, Wilkins.
Afternoon, Miss Hamilton Jones.
Yes, I do like to be beside the sea. Morning, Miss Murphy.
Afternoon, sir.
Yes, I do like to learn the rock.
Morning, Miss Adams.
Good afternoon, sir.
I hope you had a pleasant weekend.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Lamb's waiting in your office.
Oh, yes, I know what he's worried about.
And the gentleman from the Culture Council's in the waiting room again.
Good, best place for him.
Morning, too.
Yeah, good afternoon, man. I hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, thanks, my dear boy. Thank you very much. Racing on Friday and Saturday, spotted golf yesterday. Had Lord and Lady Westbury round in the evening for cocktails and What's My Line.
Oh, what fun. How was the golf?
I did rather well, as a matter of fact. I went round the dining room in 42.
Oh. Don't you think it's time you tried a round on the proper golf course?
Oh, don't frighten me. All in good time, my dear fellow. Mustn't run before we can walk. I muffed a chip shot at the ninth yesterday, put a bit of a dent in the hi-fi speaker.
Oh, I am sorry.
You know, I must get that shot right. Be a good fellow. Shove the paper bin over there, will you? And pass the balls from the filing cabinet. Yes, no, the top secret drawer. That's it, yes. Yes, yes. Thank you.
I hope you didn't let our little footwear crisis spoil your weekend.
What? What's that?
Only, I've got some good news for you.
Oh.
After you'd gone on Friday, I had an idea I think will solve it.
Oh, that's better. That's more like it. Crisis? Oh, you mean the boot business? I fixed it all on Friday afternoon. No need to get excited about these things, you know. Move the bin back a bit, would you?
You fixed the boot business?
Yes, of course. Question of getting rid of 5,000 rape boots. Was that what you're talking about? I met this fellow in the bar at Sandown, some kind of dealer, I think he was. He agreed to take the lot. Sent his van to pick him up on Saturday.
He picked them. You mean you sold the boots? They've gone?
Of course he won't pay our price, my boy. Breaking him up, I think he said. Still, the main thing is we've got rid of him. Nothing as bad as being stuck with the right boots, eh?
Oh, I wouldn't bank on that one.
You said you had some good news for me.
I'm not sure you're going to want to hear it now.
I'll just try that shot again.
Sorry to interrupt, but I thought you might like to know the 5,000 left boots have arrived.
5,000 left? What? I don't understand.
I wonder what the digs are like at Inverglocky. Mother, here, you read this on the front page. Great boot scandal. £5 million worth of rubber boots, all left-footed. Eh? Lie rotting in London. Ordered by a government department, they have been neither used nor paid for. When asked about this, a government spokesman, who would not give his name, said he had nothing to say. Isn't it marvellous, eh? £5 million down the drain, and you had to pay £10 on your new teeth.
I should like to ask the minister if he is aware of reports that £10 million of public money has been spent on redundant left boots. Several examples of government waste are causing grave public concern, especially these left-footed boots. And I should like to know what steps the government proposes to take in them.
Is it true the government are going to resign over those boots?
It's not quite as bad as that, Mildred. They're still giving out that a small number of boots have been stockpiled for reasons it would not be in the national interest to reveal.
Oh. What does that mean?
It means they're in dead trouble. Sir Gregory's given H.J. 24 hours to find a good use for the boots. After that, it's the axe.
The axe?
Mm-hmm.
You mean Mr. Lyman H.J., beheaded in the Tower of London? They wouldn't do that just for... Oh, I hope they let us watch.
Oh, no. It's just an expression. It means... Well, I can't stop now. I've really got to do something about this chap from the Culture Council. I have to interrupt them, even if they are having a crisis meeting.
This is urgent, too. The trickiest problem we've had. We can't relax until we get the answer.
Yes, but, Mum,
there's no doubt about it, my dear. But don't argue. Look what it says in the newspaper. The competition closes tomorrow. If we can't find those 10 pictures of Adam Faith, how can I place them in order of merit?
But the boots, what are we going to do about the boots?
I can't understand it. I cut them out every day, one a day for 10 days, and tucked them under the telephone. One of that cleaners in love with him or something, taking them.
Honestly, Mum, this department is on the brink of disaster, and all you can think of is winning 50 top twist records of your choice.
No, no. You're quite wrong there. They're also offering £100 in cash. You can have records. Oh, you can play them on your island in the Hebrides.
Oh. Don't remind me. Honestly, I can't see any way out. 5,000 left boots. The mind boggles. If there's one thing I hate, it's a boggled mind.
Now, come along, my dear fellow. No use getting excited. Keep calm. You'll find everything will fit together all right.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but the man from the Culture Council is still waiting to see you.
I can't possibly see him now. I'm sorry. Far too much on hand.
He's been here every day since the week last Monday.
Why didn't he have a proper appointment?
He did, sir. The week last Monday.
Oh.
I think we'd better see him, Mum. We can't afford to upset any more people.
All right, then. Show him in.
Yes, sir.
How do they expect us to get any work done with all these visitors? I don't know.
Well, we shan't be getting many visitors at Inverglocky. The boat only goes out from the mainland every other Tuesday.
Now, don't be morbid, too.
24 hours to get rid of 5,000 left boots. That's more than 3.5 boots a minute.
Mr. Challoner from the Culture Council.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, nice to see you. I do apologize for keeping you waiting. Bit of a crisis, you know.
Not at all. The boots on the other foot.
Oh, no.
I who should apologize for pestering you. But the Culture Council are organizing this tour of Java, and we heard you were the people to fit us out.
Yes, yes. Well, the thing is, Mr. Chan...
We want you to supply us with tropical kit, mosquito netting, medical supply, all that kind
of thing. Yes, 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 of course. I'm awfully sorry, but you see...
We're rather pleased, because this will be the first cultural mission of the Javanese headhunters. Aim is to show them the British way of life. You know, the sort of thing. Discussion groups, Midsummer Night's Dream, and, of course, bags of sport. Cricket, football. They play a bit of football already, apparently. All barefoot, of course. But we're going to teach them to wear boots.
Yes, yes, yes. But the point is...
Just a minute, Mr. Did you say you were going to get the headhunters to wear boots?
Our football, you see, more civilized than barefoot. Don't know how they'll take to it, of course.
No, it's bound to feel strange at first. Unless, of course... You could get them used to it gradually, you know. Say, start off with one boot each.
I say, what a marvellous idea. Every player has one boot and one bare foot.
Yes, yes, that's it.
What a good idea. Compromise, you see. Traditional British method of introducing reforms, my dear sir.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The only snag is, where on earth could one get a large number of boots all the same foot?
Well, I don't want to promise anything or make you too excited, but I think... We might just be able to help you out, eh?
I say, you general assistants, chaps, are remarkable. You sure you don't mind?
Not at all. I'll have them delivered with all your other stuff.
Oh, splendid. Now, look, I mustn't keep you any longer. I've got to choose the plays we're putting on for the headhunters. I thought Midsummer Night's Dream, School for Scandal.
And how about one for the pot?
I say, you have been time. Well, cheerio.
No, cheerio.
There you are, too. I said you'd find it would all knit together.
Yes, but I didn't think we'd find as big a knit as that.
Now, come along. You better set about getting the supplies for the Culture Council. And I'll just phone Sir Gregory and tell him I've saved the day. Oh, good. Splendid. These wrist straps, they make all the difference, you know. Wait for just in time. Hand me my ball back. There's a good girl.
Don't you think you ought to give some attention to those cheese import licenses? They've been on your desk for 3 weeks.
Now, don't fuss, Miss Adams. Don't fuss. The cheese will be all the better for keeping. Hopefully it's got in a cool place, I hope.
Well, the Board of Trade were on about it again this morning.
The essential thing, you know, in public service is to keep calm. Now, what about that trouble last month with those wretched boots, remember? Suppose I got het up then. Instead, I quietly thought out a solution.
Oh, that reminds me. It's time the payment came in from the Culture Council exhibition. We need it to balance our accounts.
Now, don't worry. Of course it'll come in.
Excuse me, one, but the Culture Council payment for those boots has just arrived from Java.
Good, we must get it over to the Treasury straight away. You see, I told you, Sir Gregory will be pleased.
I wouldn't be too sure of that one.
Well, of course he will. They've paid in full, haven't they? What are you looking so worried about?
I suppose they've paid in full. I'm not quite certain of the rate of exchange.
Rate of exchange, my dear fellow? What earth are you talking about?
Well, I mean, that is... how to work out the value of 6 tons of coconuts and 50 shrunken heads?
What? Oh, my God. What will Sir Gregory say?
In this program, the men from the Ministry were Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch. Other essential personnel were Roy DePeace, Diana Olsen, Edwin Epps, David Graham, and Norma Ronald. The Men from the Ministry is written and produced by Edward Taylor.
Not hearing you.
This cell is missing and the criteria set are lumped.